Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. What to Make for Dinner, A Book of 1000 Plus Delicious Meal Ideas to Help You Decide by Bora Kang is a list-based meal inspiration tool designed for home cooks who are tired of repeatedly asking the same daily question. Rather than functioning as a traditional cookbook, it focuses on providing a large volume of dinner ideas organized in an easy-to-scan format. The core promise is speed and clarity help readers generate viable meal options quickly, using what they already have or what they plan to buy, without spending long stretches browsing online. The book is organized by main ingredients, with dedicated sections for common proteins and plant-based staples such as chicken, beef, pork, turkey, fish, shellfish, tofu, and vegetables. Within these sections, ideas are grouped using practical logic like cooking method and ingredient type, alongside pairing guidance to support flavor planning. As a result, the book is positioned as a planning and decision aid that complements recipes rather than replacing them. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a decision-first approach to dinner planning. The book's defining feature is that it solves the decision problem before the cooking problem. Many cookbooks assume the reader already knows what they want to make, then provide instructions. Here, the emphasis is reversed. The reader starts with a question, "What should I cook tonight?" and uses categorized lists to generate options fast. That framing makes the book especially useful on busy weeknights, when motivation and time are limited, and the barrier is simply choosing. The list format also encourages momentum. Seeing many options at once reduces the pressure to find the perfect recipe and increases the likelihood of picking a workable plan. Because the ideas are intended as prompts rather than full recipes, the book can fit many cooking styles and dietary preferences by letting the reader select the recipe source, technique, or seasonings they prefer. In practice, the tool works like a structured brainstorming companion. It narrows choices quickly, helps break routine, and turns the act of deciding into a repeatable process rather than a daily struggle. Secondly, ingredient-centered organization for fast navigation. A major practical strength is the way the content is organized around main ingredients that commonly anchor dinner. Instead of arranging meals by cuisine or occasion, the book groups ideas by staples such as chicken, beef, pork, turkey, fish, shellfish, tofu, and vegetables. This mirrors how many people actually plan dinner, starting with what is in the fridge or what is on sale. When the central ingredient is known, the reader can jump to a relevant chapter and scan for ideas that match their time, mood, or pantry situation. This ingredient-first structure also supports flexible substitution. Someone who cannot find a specific cut or type of seafood can still stay within the same chapter and select a nearby idea that uses a similar base. For households trying to reduce food waste, this navigation style is especially helpful because it encourages cooking from what is already available. Overall, the organization turns the book into a quick reference resource, closer to a kitchen planning index than a narrative cookbook. Thirdly, cooking method and cut-based grouping to expand variety. Within the ingredient chapters, the book further divides ideas in practical ways, including by cooking method and, for meats, by cuts. This matters because repetition often comes from relying on one familiar technique, like pan-searing chicken or making the same ground beef dish. By presenting options through method-based groupings, the book helps readers see how the same ingredient can become many different meals depending on how it is prepared. Cut-based organization adds another layer of usefulness because different cuts imply different cooking approaches and textures. A reader can match what they bought to appropriate meal ideas without having to translate it mentally. This is particularly handy when shopping decisions drive the cut choice, such as selecting what is discounted. The result is a gentle push toward diversification: bake instead of fry, grill instead of braise, or choose a different cut next time. Even without detailed recipes, these groupings make the idea lists more actionable by connecting the ingredient to a realistic pathway for execution. Fourthly, pairing guides that support flavor planning and sides. Alongside lists of meal ideas, the book includes pairing guidance for key ingredient categories. Pairing support matters because dinner decisions are rarely only about the main protein or vegetable. A meal also needs complementary flavors, sauces, sides, and sometimes a method for tying everything together. By offering pairing-oriented organization, the book helps readers move from a single ingredient to a more complete plate. This can reduce the secondary decision fatigue that appears after choosing the main item, when the cook still has to decide what to serve with it. Pairing guidance is also useful for creativity, since it prompts combinations that may not be part of a household's default rotation. It can encourage more balanced meals by reminding readers to think beyond the centerpiece and incorporate vegetables, grains, or contrasting textures. And because the book positions itself as a keyword and inspiration resource rather than a recipe manual, pairing sections also function as search cues, giving readers language to quickly locate a recipe that matches the combination they have in mind. Lastly, a complimentary resource rather than a recipe book, A central expectation to set is that this is not a traditional cookbook with step-by-step recipes. Its value lies in providing an extensive catalog of prompts that can be used with a reader's existing skills, pantry, and preferred sources for instructions. That makes it best understood as a companion to recipe sites, family favorites, or other cookbooks. For experienced cooks, the list can be enough to improvise a dish on the spot or to adapt a known technique to a new ingredient. For planners, the structure can support building weekly menus and translating those menus into shopping lists, which can reduce impulse buying and unused ingredients. For beginners, the book can still help by supplying clear targets for what to look up, but it may require pairing with recipe guidance elsewhere. Framed this way, the book fills a specific niche. It reduces the time cost of choosing and the mental load of brainstorming, which are often bigger obstacles than cooking itself. In conclusion, What to Make for Dinner is best suited to home cooks who already know how to cook at a basic level but regularly run out of ideas, fall into repetitive routines, or waste time scrolling for inspiration. It also fits meal planners who want a simple way to draft weekly menus around what they have on hand and then build a focused shopping list. The main benefit is practical. It reduces decision fatigue by turning dinner choice into a quick lookup process. Because the content is organized by core ingredients and further shaped by method-based groupings and pairing guidance, it helps readers generate more variety from the same grocery staples and can support more intentional use of leftovers or discounted items, compared with similar dinner books that emphasize either detailed recipes or broad-themed collections. This one stands out for treating dinner ideation as its own problem worth solving. It does not compete with full cookbooks so much as complement them, giving readers a structured pipeline from ingredient to idea to recipe search or improvisation. For anyone who frequently asks, "What is for dinner?" Its biggest strength is speed, breadth, and organization. If you would like to support Bora Kang, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.